Sergeant Jesse Garcia was on his way home Saturday morning when he saw the burning vehicle.
I just run up to the fire, and never in my mind did I think that there would be people inside the vehicle. And I heard her saying that, "I don't want to die this way. I don't want to die. Don't leave me."
The car carrying two girls, 17 and 19 years old, slammed into a utility pole near 1604 in Sulphur Springs. The driver was trapped underneath her seatbelt.
I thought to myself, how am I going to get her out of here? And so I took the seatbelt and I put it in the fire so it would burn. And when it was burning, I kept stretching it so it would pop. And finally it popped. And once I popped it, it was able to get her out.
Garcia then went back for the other woman with the assistance of two passing motorists, one of which was wearing a flame retardant suit. Garcia's motorcycle helmet and cell phone partially melted from the heat, but he was able to radio for help. The two girls suffered broken bones and several burns. Garcia had several burns on his arm and neck. San Antonio Police Chief William McManus in the department honored Sergeant Garcia with a certificate of merit.
The fact of the matter remains that Sergeant Garcia is a hero in every sense of the word and represents every member of this police department very, very well.
Garcia, who's been with the department since 1985, says he hasn't yet talked to the two young women who remain in the hospital. Joey Palacios, Texas Public Radio News.